Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. What's going on, beautiful people of this planet? I'm your host, Davey. Single Sunday, LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. How is everybody feeling today? High vibration, happiness, joy, love, light, abundance, and laughter from my heart to yours. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration! I'm just kidding. Talk about raising the vibration. We have a very special show for you, as you know we always do. Welcome, my brother, my sister, Shea Prince Eternal.
Yay!
How are we doing today?
I am doing fantastic.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, as you know, we always bring Shea here on the Vibration Station to raise your vibration, my vibration, our vibration, because she herself has something so powerful, so empowering and inspiring, influential, always to share with us. You guys got to make sure to check out SheaPrinceEternal.com. That's S-H-E-A-H, Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E, Eternal, E-T-E-R-N-A-L.com. Make sure to get your day's vibrational hookup. Check it out. It's really good stuff. So, I was inspired to bring Shea on today's show because earlier in the week, she was talking to me about an experience that she had had the previous weekend, right? And this experience inspired her to a new becoming, to a new understanding about herself, right? About what you can do when you're put in an uncomfortable situation. Today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is maintaining your power while still in an uncomfortable situation, right? We all have experiences in our life where we're put in an uncomfortable, unsettling situation where we're not very sure of where our power stands, right? If you're feeling uncomfortable, if you're feeling scared, if you're feeling scared, if you're feeling threatened, if you feel like someone is challenging your beliefs, sometimes you can get defensive. You can get anger. That's losing your power. That's not completely maintaining that stream of confidence and wholeness and knowingness of who you are and where you stand. So Shea had an experience where she had to maintain her power, right? Would you like to expand a little bit on this? And this was the inspiration for today's show. Talk to us about how you were put in a situation where you had a choice. You could lower it, and you could go with the instinctual, oh no, I'm not like that. Or you could, keep keep the maintenance, keep the high vibe, which we'll talk more. So go, please.
Right, right.
I'm just a mumbler.
You're not a mumbler. You're very inspirational yourself as well. And I love being on this show,
well,
Dave's
thank you.
Good Vibration.
We just love having you.
Well, thank you. So hello, everybody. It's an amazing day here in L.A., and I'm just sending sunshine your way wherever you are if you don't happen to be somewhere where the sun is shining.
Absolutely.
Brightly. I know it's shining, but... So to expound on what Dave is talking about, I experienced a situation where I was out with friends, and some of them are what... Moving through time. We're all moving through time. That's the way I say we're growing, expanding, and people call it getting older or turning different ages.
Indeed.
My take on that is that we are all eternal.
Yes.
That we are all on journeys, enjoying our journeys, and the bodies that we inhabit are for a time, but we are on and on. We have always existed and we will always exist.
Yes, indeed.
So we may decide to inhabit another body at some point, and there's nothing wrong with that. But why do we have to check into the whole belief that we have to decline in the process?
For sure.
We don't have to. We don't have to get all... just super tired, super what they call old, and talk about it and expand on it. The more we do talk about it, the more we make that happen. Because just like anything else, we've talked about it a lot. Vibration is everything. What we put out there is what we bring more of. So if we're continuously talking about, I'm getting old, I'm getting old, I'm getting old, then we're getting old. We're going to make ourselves old.
Exactly.
Some people... continuously complain, I can't make it up the stairs anymore. I can't do what I used to do anymore because I'm getting old.
Right.
But what about saying, I am feeling fantastically amazing. I am enjoying my journey. And just remaining in your power where you are. Having this kind of attitude of friskiness and eagerness. Having this kind of attitude of fun, play, playfulness.
Yes.
Because what it does is it sets you in your power of your eternal journey.
Yes.
It says to the cells of your body, because if you want to get even more like scientific in a way, your cells have a memory.
Yeah.
And they hear what you're sending them, what thoughts you're sending them, what vibration you're sending them.
Exactly.
If you send your cells the thought and vibration, I'm forever young,
right.
You are.
They're going to respond to that, right?
They will respond to it.
These cells,
totally.
These cells that we have in our body are, they've been proven to be electromagnetic transmitters, right? That's why our body has the ability to heal sickness, and that's why
right.
our body also has the ability to obtain sickness, because
right.
when we're out of alignment, when we're not feeling well, when we're not allowing the full goodness stream, great knowing who we are to flow to us and through us, there's a pinching off, right? We can never be detached from it. We're always going to be connected
right.
to the stream, but it's how much
exactly.
of that stream are you letting flow to you and through you?
That's right. Oh, you're saying that perfectly.
And inspired by Shia here, what she is saying is that you can't, just because you're getting older in a time and space third dimensional reality does not mean that you have to surrender to the idea that you are declining in health or losing energy or not able to do the things that I used once to do when I was younger. That does not apply to someone that understands the concepts that Shia does.
It
right?
does not. It does not. I love to dance. All night long.
Literally, she is like, okay, so she says that she's 60. I still haven't seen her driver's license. So I don't know if I fully believe her. But if you folks were to take a look at her, okay, I kid you not. She does not look a day past 33, 32 years old. I swear to you, hand on my heart, needle in my eye, hope to die. She looks, I swear, I'm not kidding. And there's not an ounce
Thank
of me
you.
That doesn't believe that 100% of that is attributed to her hardcore belief in her ability to maintain her youthful state. Your cells are reacting to your thinking that
they
you're hella
really
young.
Are. Yes.
You dress so fly, like you dress young, like, you know, flannels and like, you know, chains and stuff. You know,
oh, no.
Like, but seriously, right? Seriously, versus, you know, I know 60s, I don't, well, I do know, you know, people that you see around and friends, family and stuff, you know, it's like, you see people that are getting older and stuff. Yeah, I know she like puts on like strong, you know, Mr. Clean. Like, you know, you see these people that are so surrendering themselves to this idea
right.
of, oh, well, now I'm 60, so I have to stop doing this and start wearing these and start doing this.
Exactly.
And my father did this. My mother did this. My yeah. mother's mother did that. My father's father did this, so I got to do that. You be the chink in the chain. You break that chain of thinking that you start to disintegrate at a certain age. You're constantly expanding into a greater wholeness.
That's exactly
so
correct.
So, Shia, right back to you with your experience, please. That's I'm just so passionately. Shia is living proof, and my father is living proof as well. My father talks about he is a man of true standings when he says that he goes, I do not age, and I swear to you, you look at pictures when he was before I was born, right? And then you look at pictures today, he does not look a day
All
older.
Right.
He does not.
Very good.
Just like Shia. So go
Very
on. Go
good.
On. It's true.
Well, thank you. And I'm enjoying my journey. And
same with my mom. Same with my mom. Very, very
Oh,
true.
She is beautiful.
She is absolutely beautiful.
Totally.
Same with my mom. She understands that idea. She understands
that
idea.
Yeah, it's about having fun. It's about playing. It's about connecting with the journey between what we call a child and what we call an adult and what we call an older person.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be this gap. We can enjoy all of the ages wherever we are. If you look
exactly.
at a baby, they certainly are. Some of them are so wise, you can just look in their eyes and tell that they're not this being that hasn't a clue. It's not that at all. It's more like a recycling. We jump in the baby, and then we start, you know, a fresh, new adventure for that particular lifespan.
Exactly.
And then we get to be teenagers. Well, we get to be children before
right.
that, and we get to be teenagers, and we get to be this and that, and we keep growing. Well, why does it have to stop? Why does it have to stop? I love playing with my teddy bear.
Right.
You know?
Totally.
I love dancing and popping my fingers and inventing things and creating things. It never has to stop. Just keep yourself going in that whole inventing a new creation all the time and enjoying your life.
Now, Shia, the crux of the show is right here, all right? The crux
what
of
is
today's
it?
Show. So take everything that you just said.
All right.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Now, what happens when shit hits the fan? All right? Today's show.
All right, yeah.
Maintaining
gotcha.
Your power, right, right, mm-hmm. right? Now, that's
yes.
this is a perfect lead-in to what we're trying to convey to the people. To
right.
our people of our planet.
Okay, people. Let's have fun with
and
this.
The people of
How
our
do we stay in our power when so many people try to tell us you're crazy for looking at it that way?
Bill Cosby did.
Or whatever they're trying to say. Whatever they're trying to say that can take you out of your power. How do you maintain your power, or how do we maintain our power when it's people around us saying the opposite
and
of that?
Exactly. People around us that are the contrast.
Discouraging
our positive, uplifting beliefs. Experiences around us that are discouraging. Current financial, emotional, relationship settings that are discouraging our current belief status. So, what do we do, Shia? How can we maintain our power? And what's maintained? I just want to lay this out really quick so this is completely transparent, right? So mm-hmm. everyone understands exactly what we're talking about. Maintaining power, all that means is still feeling good.
Absolutely. And you said the key right there. Still feeling good.
Yes.
It's the same thing I'm encouraging on the vibrational hookups.
Exactly.
Build yourself a toolbox. I have a toolbox right now of, and it's a vibrational toolbox. It's not necessarily physical, but it's things I know that I can refer back to make me happy when I don't feel so good. Bad. Or when something happens that doesn't feel good.
Exactly.
So when I was in this situation recently at this gathering, when I got home, I said, well, that didn't feel good that they said, and that didn't feel good that they said, because they were basically saying, I'm silly for thinking
right.
these positive thoughts about moving through time.
Exactly.
And one of them said, so you're saying you can create your own age? And I said, absolutely, we can create our own age.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And then they start to get a little bit resentful, I'm sure, because you're mm-hmm. all of a sudden saying the things that they're afraid to believe because it's everything that they want but haven't allowed themselves to just give up to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you start saying things that people really, 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 really want, but hardcore believe they can't have.
Hardcore.
Dude, you're hitting nerves right there.
Totally.
When you're like, when you say to someone, like, all I want is to be, all I want is to be ageless. All I want is to look young. All I want is to look like Shea, and I'm her age. Why do I look like why do I look like I do now when I can look like Shea and we're the same age? Right? They're pissed because you're like, you're all shiny and glowy. You're like, yeah, I don't age. And they're all like, they're looking different. I'm sure. Maybe they look a little different, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, I wonder why. So you're saying these things that they could only in their wildest dreams have a becoming in a third dimensional reality to where they actually understand the physics, the quantum physics behind consciousness and aging and da da da. They could only dream of that. But they have developed over the course of life such hardcore neural net standing concept beliefs in their
brains.
Break
it down now.
That I'm aging regardless. That's why I have these wrinkles.
Exactly.
That's why I'm starting to smell the way I do. Like,
oh, that is so funny.
But seriously, but that's all in your head. If you woke up and you're like, I smell like roses, I look like Shea, you would.
Just understanding that you can be your best you at any point in time.
Power.
Any point in time. It's setting in our powers, whether it's about age, whether it's about confidence in a job interview, whether it's about understanding that when you walk into a job, they're the ones that in a sense are interviewing you, not the opposite. I mean, you're interviewing them.
Exactly.
That's what I meant to say.
Exactly.
You're interviewing them rather than they're interviewing you, because you want to know that they deserve your expertise,
exactly.
your wonderful personality.
Exactly.
And it's that way about anything that we want to stand in our power about, whether it's the fact that we don't have to age like that. Of course, we're not going to always look 16, but we don't have to look in a way that looks like we are deteriorating either.
Exactly. Exactly.
So we can be in our power about everything in our lives, no matter what it is, when we just believe in ourselves, love ourselves, and understand our own power, our connection to the powerful all that is.
Absolutely.
You know, when we get that,
absolutely,
then we're not doubting our power to do anything.
Exactly.
And that includes every detail of our lives, and what we need to make sure that is pulled off is our own toolboxes of feeling good. What makes you feel good at any point in your daily life? What makes you feel good? Is it looking, going to the window when you feel down and looking out the window at the wonderful sun and the sky and the trees or the moon and the stars or whatever's going on at that point? Is that what makes you feel good? Going for a walk in the grass, take your shoes off and let the grass under your feet feel so amazing.
Exactly.
Is it that? Is it perhaps drawing if you're an artist, or is it singing if you love to sing, or is it writing if you love to write? Whatever it is that turns you on, that brings you back from that point of feeling powerless and brings you into your own power, into your own feeling good. Because guess what? Your power is in feeling good.
Exactly.
This is the way you connect the dots. Your power comes through you being happy and feeling good. The minute you feel yourself off, it's time to go into your toolbox. If you don't have one, develop it.
Yeah.
And the way you develop it is compile a list in your mind or on paper, however you want to do it, or in your notes on your iPhone, however you want to do it. Compile a list of things that make you feel good when you feel not so good.
Exactly.
And that way, when things happen where people around you are maybe feeling like they're trying to knock you off your PowerPoint.
Right.
You go back to your power and
exactly.
You feel your power.
You can it's like a reference, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the whole point to this is, number one, when you feel better, everything around you responds better. Oh. So it's like imagine this. So the reason why we're just trying to convince you to feel as best as you possibly can at every single point in time. It's not a bad thing if you don't feel good.
No, it's you're not just, a bad thing.
You're just not letting in the whole of who you are. You're just not experiencing all of what you could be experiencing. You're just pinching a little bit of the fun off.
Yeah, and
that's
it's good for us to feel bad sometimes so
exactly.
We know what we need to do.
Exactly.
In order to build our power
exactly.
In a more stable way. We're going to feel bad. We're going to get off.
Exactly.
I remember I used to want to never feel bad. I wanted to never get off.
Right.
I wanted to be in that alignment all the time, 100%. But I didn't come here to do that.
Right.
I came
right.
here to experience things, to grow,
sift,
and to
know?
Learn,
yes.
And to, yeah, to look yes. at this and say, oh, that doesn't feel good. How do I make myself feel better? Like, when I went through that experience the other night, I was like, that didn't feel good.
Yeah.
What did I need to do? Did I need to say something to them right then? I answered the question. I said, yes, absolutely, I can choose my own age,
yes.
And any of us can.
Yes.
I answered. And I wondered, was I supposed to do something? No, I don't need to try to convince anybody of anything.
Exactly.
I just need to feel good about me.
Bam!
That's it.
Because and that right there is where the rubber hits the road, metaphorically
speaking.
Oh,
yes.
Because that is the power point. When you can be understanding of your ability to still say the things that you firmly believe, even if it is in complete contrast of what the masses believe.
Yes.
That is when you know that you have developed a strong point, a
right.
power point in your body in regards to whatever it is that you're dealing with. Maybe you've just understood that you can maintain your power no matter where you are, right?
Yes.
So just like Shia said, we were talking about examples, right? Of, you know, along with being in an awkward situation, when could it be most important where you need to maintain your power, but it's easiest to lose it? Like she has said, a job interview. Right?
Job interview.
It's like when
right.
you know that feeling when, you know, there's this big interview and it could be, you know, the salary you want, the job you want, da-da, whatever, you know. So you're all nervous and worried and you want to say all the right things and look the right way and da-da, you know. If you just can maintain you.
Okay. That's right.
That's it. That's if
that's
you could
right.
just like if you could just go into your toolbox, like she says,
yeah.
find something that makes you feel good. Think about playing with your kids or think about,
yeah.
you know, that just like meditating or doing whatever it is that brings you just ultimate joy. You know, being in your zen spot, just chilling, relaxing, surfing, you know, being at your mountainscape that you look at, whatever it is. Just
roller
like,
skating.
Roller skating, whatever. Go to your happy place. Think. First of all, like, I am a human being, just like this person. We are power. We are energy. And if anything, this organization and this person would be – it's their honor to have me want to be a part of this because I am connected to the stream of infinite energy. I have the power that creates worlds
yes,
flowing to and
that's
through
right.
my fingertips when and only when I feel great.
That's right. Only yeah. then.
Only
that
then.
That is the only time, because yes. that is the pure positive energy right there.
Exactly. And that shouldn't discourage you, right?
The first
time I heard that, it kind of discouraged me. I thought to myself, like, dang, like, so I'm not always connected to the stream? Like, I'm not always pure positive energy?
Right.
But it's like, it was discouraging, but it's like, no. I can be if I want to. I'm so unconditionally loved
right.
and appreciated that I can be pure unconditional love state of mind and experiencing,
right.
manifesting everything I want if I want to.
That's
or
right.
I can forget about it and forget connection to the stream, or not connection, but forget what it's like to be completely connected. That's how loved I am.
That's right.
So
that's
I'm sorry
right.
I went off to Shion on my tangent.
No, please don't be. That was amazing.
You're so sweet. And you know what? I'm never sorry. Because being sorry is against, right? That's what we do. We're not sorry. We are grateful. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. So,
right.
Shia, how... And I ask you, because you've applied it and you've successfully applied it. You're living the wisdom. You are living proof of it. How did you get over the hump? Because you can say to anyone that, you know, oh, I'm ageless. Oh, you know, age is just a state of consciousness. You know, you could say that to anyone, but someone that has been convinced their entire life that every single year they're getting older, their body is deteriorating, you know, that's just what happens. We're on gravity. Gravity pulls you down. You can't beat that. Like, what? How can you convince a person, right? And it's not about trying to convince and, like, you know, say, like, you are wrong, you don't age, and I'm right, I'm eternal, look at my face, I look great, like, you know, like, but what it's about is, like, shining your light. And how do you shine your light, Shia? How did you shine your light, and how, the big question is, how did you shine your light on yourself to get yourself to get over that hump and believe that, you know, damn, I don't age, unless you just were, like, born being like, you know, fuck what society says, I don't age for shit, you know? I don't know.
Well, there's not one specific answer to that.
Word.
Because I'm always growing and expanding.
For sure.
You know, I've had my times. If I'm off and out of alignment, I can see my face look different than when I'm in alignment.
Yeah.
I think the major key, because a person can be any age, you can see a child 8 years old and they're all worried or depressed about something, because there are some children that allow themselves to take on what's going on around them.
Big time.
And so here's this little kid frowning and looking like, oh my goodness. And that kid can have that kind of look that looks really old. And you're like, oh, what's the matter?
Totally.
Kid frowning and just looking all down and everything like that. And
exactly.
If that kid is the kind of kid that seems to resonate with that feeling at the moment and just likes to continue that and continue that, you just get used to looking at them that way.
Totally.
But and it's the same thing that applies to us, to all of us. It depends on how we're thinking. What are we predominantly thinking about? It
exactly.
goes back to what we were talking about, feeling good.
Exactly.
Feeling good, being in that pure positive stream.
Exactly.
And letting that be your predominant thought pattern. If I, like anybody else, if I just predominantly am angry or predominantly am sad or depressed, then I'm going to make myself look different. I'm going to make myself look that whole agey thing.
Totally, right?
No?
And I'll tell you from personal experience, when it's amazing the things that you discover about yourself that were always present that you have never exercised or have lied dormant because you've just never thought about them or exercised
right.
them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I tell you, when I first understood the law of attraction, when I first started applying this idea of, you know, the way that I feel is really what I'm becoming. What I put out is what I get. Even on a molecular level, fully on a molecular, everything on a molecular level, like totally on a molecular level, like I am giving off, if I'm not feeling good, like even every single day of my life, if I wake up and I'm not feeling good, something's going on that's got the best of me and I just am having a difficult time getting over it or whatever, I will look in the mirror just like Shia said, and I will look bad. I'll see the lines and I'll be like, shit, like I literally look old. Like I look old. Like I don't look good.
It's so true.
But then I'll do something where I'll meditate, or I'll, you know, bring back to my space my wholeness of who I am, and I'll start thinking about my infinite potential, and then I'll start thinking about everything that's in lined up coming to me and things that I already have, and I just start getting like super excited and joyous,
right?
And I smile literally within 10-15 minutes. I can look at myself in the mirror and I'm
altogether
I'm glowing.
different
and glowing, totally different.
Yes.
And we're not just saying this. Like, you can practice this, start applying this to your life. Look at yourself in the mirror when you're not feeling good, and then look at yourself in the mirror when you're feeling really good.
Right.
There's a huge difference.
Huge. Huge. So, and that's the key.
Sorry. No, sorry. I just didn't.
No, that's okay.
No. I was just going to say, so, like, just like Shia does, all right? This is the big thing that I just really want to exercise in people's minds today. Stay in your power.
Stay in your power and stay happy.
When you're in a situation when people are telling you that you're all old and stuff, right? And you're like, no, I'm not. I'm eternal. That's the metaphor for today's show. Just be like, duh. Just know. Just stand in that knowing that I believe what I believe, and I'm not going to feel bad if these people don't understand what I understand.
Dare to be different. Dare to step aside from all the commercials that are saying, do use this to be young, use that to be young. You already have the fountain of youth within you.
Yes.
You already have the fountain of power for everything in your life, not just being ageless that we all are, not just that, but every single thing that you want to do in your life. You have that power within you.
Absolutely.
And being in your power means being connected to who you really are.
Absolutely.
It means vibrating more and more and more of what you want rather than what you don't want, which means keep your mind on everything that feels good. And when you see, oh, this doesn't feel good, then learn to change it. You've got to practice. It's not going to happen overnight. But just practice changing a thought that doesn't feel good.
Exactly.
Practice doing things that are fun. Practice playing. Practice laughing. Practice just having fun in your experience. Just having a ball. It will give you power in every single area of your life.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Beautifully said, Shia. Beautifully spoken. Man. Yeah, that's a lot of power. That's a lot of power. Well, what I want to do real quick, I think I just want to saturate myself.
Oh.
For just like 2 minutes and 43 seconds in what we've been talking about. This is amazing. Chances are good, people. Amazing.
You're amazing. A beautiful sound, fire blazing. My head to the ground, giving our praises. Love's all around, feeling your greatness. From toes to the crown, I'm so grateful for all that you are. Like a grandma giving birth to a soul, take this love. You deserve a lot more, looking above. Lightning from a condor, touch you down now. Growing up, lighten up, circle up, growing up, listen up. This is one love, one life, one light, one. What the heaven is coming on, coming on. What the heaven is coming on, coming on. What the heaven is coming on, coming on. What the heaven is coming on.
Everybody fell in love like they never did. Learning how to live in this dream, who said? All the avatars are coming back as our kids. Teaching us all the words and the music. Singing one verse, one with the universe. Sun, moon, stars, earth, blessed right from birth. What's your time worth? Better say your prayers first. Hold the holy water, give it thanks and quench your thirst. Drinking up, licking up with the medicine. Walking on the path, turning to the Puritan. Open up your eyes, the light time has come again. Run and tell a friend it's already happening. Beautiful sound, fire blazing, blazing from head to the ground, giving our praises, praises. Love's all around, feeling your greatness, greatness. We toast to the crown. I'm so grateful, grateful for all that you are. Like a grandma, grandma, from birth to the stars. Take this love, you deserve a lot more. Looking above. Lightning from a condor, touching down now.
Chances are good. It's wonderful.
Chances are good, brother.
Make sure to check him out. That's chancesaregood.bandcamp.com. You could also just Google search chances. That's C-H-A-N-C-E-S. Letter R. Word good. Is the reason why I played that song. I thought that was a wonderful segue. It's he's like feeling our greatness from toes to the crown. Right, so you're feeling our greatness. That's what we're talking about. Like a grandma, to the start. Is this love? You deserve a lot more. You know, feeling the love. Lightning from a condor touching down now. We're feeling good, feeling good. So if you've just tuned into the show, you are with Shea Prince Eternal and your boy Davey. This is the Vibration Station, and today we've been talking about staying in your power regardless of the circumstance. Shea was kind enough to explain to us an experience that she had where people were talking about being outside of their power in the sense of disintegrating, in the sense of as time goes on, age, you're aging, I can't do the things I used to do, but she is like, F that, I'm young, vibrant,
right,
and alive. Now, that's what we were talking about in the first half of the show. And in the same way that Shea maintained her power in her agelessness, you can maintain your power while going for a job interview, right? Feeling that skittishness, knowing that you are connected to the stream at all times and you can be, do, and have anything and everything you want. And if you didn't get the job, it's working out in your benefit because if you were feeling good and you didn't get the job, the universe would never give anything to you that isn't a perfect vibrational match of that feeling great. So you have something right around the corner that would have served you 100,000 times better than that job would have. And if you did get the job, good for you and staying in your power. So what we're going to be talking about now in regards to staying in your power, okay? Now, we understand in an individual setting, like on an individual basis, you're in a group of people and they're talking about contrasting things and you're like, no, I am eternal, right? And people are like, no, you age. And you're like, whatever, you can think what you want, on to the next one, okay? You got a job interview, that's an individual basis, right? You're in a relationship with a person, you're trying to stay in your power even though they're doing things that completely contradict what you believe in. The person that you love is hurting you, well, is doing things that are against what you believe, so then it makes you hurt yourself, right? You just give them your power, you know what I'm saying? So it's like all these contrasting experiences. But what happens when it's a contrasting experience on a global level, in the masses? For example, we've recently experienced this whole, you know, potential terrorism, right, with this, with these people trying to, you know, do really inhumane things to other people, right? This is disgusting. Okay, we're talking about these diseases, right, these new diseases that are just popping up in Africa and da-da-da. And so this is like fear-mongering, right? People are scared. People are all worried, you know? People are like, oh, what are we going to do? What if they come here? Da, 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 and then these people are trying to get the border. And there's all this fear, man. And then it's like, oh, we got to elect this guy. If we don't elect this guy, then this is going to happen. And, da, 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 and da. There's like giving up your power into way too many places that is just outside of you. right? So we're going to be talking about how to maintain your power, how to be connected to the stream when there is a global, like, mass, like, fear-monger happening. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, when there's just, like, this energy of people all worried, how do you be the one and then the influencer to others to show them that it just cannot affect you if you simply do not give it the power? Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yes.
So it's like if you keep, if you know, if someone says, if you just don't talk about what's going on, now there's a difference, because then people are like, well, then you're just being ignorant. You're just turning the other cheek. You're just not even paying attention to all the terrible things that are going on in the world, right? You're being ignorant, right?
That's what they say.
But Shia, what's happening on a vibrational level when you start talking about all these terrible things?
You're giving it power.
When you're giving your power, you're putting it outside of yourself.
You're giving it power. You are feeding into that fear. You're feeding into whatever that problem is rather than the solution.
Bam.
With any problem, there's always a solution.
Bam.
When you focus on the solution, then the problem has to dissipate because you have focused on what to do about the problem, what to do, what the solution is.
Yes.
Now, maybe on a global sense, you may not know the solution, but there's one fail-safe solution for everything, and that is looking at it as though it already has a solution and has been solved.
Powerful right there. That's power. That's where all the power lies.
It lies right there because, let's just say everybody just started looking at this whole thing going on as already solved. I mean, it might sound crazy, but it's sort of like a child who wants something really bad for Christmas.
Right.
And they still believe in Santa Claus.
Totally.
They don't have a doubt about it that they're going to get what they want.
Right. Absolutely.
They don't have any doubt that Santa is not going to bring what they want.
Totally.
Most kids all over the world know that they're going to get what they want. There are exceptions, but I'm talking about the mass majority, right, who say, I want this Wii game or whatever they want.
Right.
And they know they're going to get it. And right, even those that have stopped believing, they still know they're going to get it.
Right.
They don't have a doubt about it.
Right.
It's the same thing about anything that we really put our faith in and know it's going to be all right.
Exactly. Exactly.
So we know that the universe can do all things because nobody has to tell the sun to shine in the morning.
Yeah.
Nobody has to tell it to do the whole axle thing that it does, traveling all over the place, the stars, the moon, the earth rotating. Everything exactly that happens, and we don't have to worry about it happening. Well, if we would look at everything like that, then we wouldn't have no fear.
Exactly.
We would have nothing to worry about. And I know that might sound way out of the box, and it might sound way crazy, but why not when you don't worry about the sun keeping you warm and giving you light?
Totally.
Why not?
Absolutely. And that is full utilization of connecting to the stream. You know, that's full utilization of your power as an eternal, infinite being, you know, that can be, do, and have anything. And it's your right that you do. When you, just like Shia said, can you literally connect to that idea. Believe in your wellness. Believe that the universe is working out for you always in your benefit, eternally in your benefit, just as you believe that the sun will shine tomorrow. You will have to own, you will by law have to experience happiness. You will by law have to experience a sense of empowerment, a sense of joy, because you are giving all of yourself to the understanding that you are pure positive energy, that you are eternal connection to the stream that creates everything and all things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's sort of like a village, a whole village of people or a whole city or a whole state. But I use village because it's a little bit smaller, so more doable in terms of our imagination.
Word.
So you can have two villages, and one village knows that the crops are going to be good because they believe in a higher power that's always keeping things together.
Right.
And they don't worry about starvation.
Right.
They know it's going to be okay. But you have another village that is full of fear. I don't know if it's going to happen this year.
Right.
I don't know if this is going to be, you know, I don't know if we're going to all be fed. I don't know. And they're worried, and they're talking about it, and they're worried more, and they're talking about it, and worried. And then when it happens, some famine comes or
exactly.
whatever happens. People today are saying here in L.A., oh, the water, blah, blah, blah.
The drought, right.
You know what I say every time I hear somebody say that? I say, I'm so glad it's raining.
Yeah.
I say, I'm so glad it's getting ready to rain.
Exactly.
I know we're going to get a lot of good rain.
Exactly.
And I'm so happy about that.
And on top of that, talk about not giving up your power. Like, you know, the collective consciousness of human brainwaves totally, totally has to have an effect on weather patterns, if you think
well,
about
yes.
it. Like, you know, when if you there's actually graphs that show mm-hmm. the weather patterns when there was when there was disasters around the world, like for example, and I'm not talking about natural disasters, I'm talking about like disasters where people were. For example, like 9/11,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you
right.
look, if you search weather patterns, 9/11, like human consciousness, like there's a total connection. Like the weather for like years was like shifted and different. And then it like changed. And then like with everything, the weather is like totally being affected. I mean, do you notice, and at least in LA, I've noticed this, like that whenever anyone talks about, oh, a drought, we need water, we need what, like all of a sudden, like it'll rain like super crazy, like out of nowhere. You're like, man, it hasn't rained in summer. Like what? Like why is it raining in summer? Like this, you know? It's like because there's
right.
always an answer to the asking, whether you like it or not. And once a question has been asked, there is a perfect alignment for it to be answered, and you are
right.
moving towards that. Just as long as you are feeling good about whatever it is that you're trying to align with.
Totally.
That's it.
Yeah. And if people would just. Actually, news wouldn't even exist if everybody would decide they don't want to hear anything that doesn't feel good.
Right. Or they would have to start talking about miracles instead of
that,
you know,
instead of disasters or whatever.
Or they could start spreading positive, you know?
Yeah, I've actually thought about that, too.
Right?
A broadcast like that. Because what it does is when we focus... I've known people... I met someone one time. I was looking for... somebody to maybe hang out with, go different places with or something. And I met someone, and they said they were in a similar thing that I was into, resonating with kind of like law of attraction and mm-hmm. things like that. And then I met them, and we were going to meet in person, but we couldn't figure out where we wanted to hang out because she lived in Beverly Hills. And I was over in North Hollywood.
There you go.
So I said, how about a middle ground? Let's meet in Hollywood. How right. about that?
Right.
And so she was like, oh, I can't possibly do that because somebody just got shot over there. I'm like, well.
That shouldn't be your determining factor.
First
right?
of all,
so
she goes, you hadn't heard that? I go, no, I yeah.
No. Absolutely. Absolutely. Totally.
It's got to be good.
That's the type of consciousness. That's the type of idea that gives up your power. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That like you, if you think, well, oh, well, someone just got shot there. Like you are all of a sudden a light bulb to that. If you think to yourself, I could go anywhere, anytime.
And
I'm connected
I can,
to the street.
And all of us can.
And I'm good.
I'm
you
good.
Have to be. You have
I'm
to
good.
Be. Ladies and gentlemen,
much
lovers
love.
And friends, you guys all got to make sure to tune in to SheaPrinceEternal.com.
Oh my gosh.
It is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful website full with vibrational hookups every single day. And yeah, she's just changing the world one unconditional love practice at a time. No, it's really, really wonderful what you're doing, Shia. And as always, we just appreciate
thank you too.
Everything, every single thing that you do. You know that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask you if you resonate. Follow the Good Vibe Station on Twitter. You can just, it's like twitter.com/goodvibestation. That's what you're looking at. It's Good Vibe Station. Twitter.com is Davey. I'm your host, the Good Vibration Station. It's been a good show. Thanks, bye. I'm just messing. I just love each and every single one of you guys, spreading all the unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, laughter, and abundance from my heart to yours. Thank you for all that you do, and for keeping a high vibration. You really change the world every single time you decide to feel good. Thank you guys so much, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. You're so nosy, this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your words. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days. Unconditionally missing y'all and all the silly games like will we used to play and see how fast we can smoke, how to roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times.